You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
The book of Hosea is written from a man of God. God asked him to do something very, very strange. You know, when God asks you to do something that's strange, just trust God. God asks you to go to the mission field, just go. God will work it all out. God asks you to go in the ministry, then just go. God asks you to begin a business, then just do it. And the Bible says something very strange. Hosea chapter 1 about Hosea. Chapter 1, verse 2. The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. Here's what was so strange. A man of God was told to do this. And the Lord said to Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredoms, the children of whoredoms. The land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. So he went and took Gomer to the daughter. Here's a man that God said, I want you to marry a harlot. Why? Because here's what he says in the verse. Because the land hath committed great whoredoms. God is going to teach a story from a man of God marrying a harlot of a woman, and God is going to show it that it's like Israel. Israel came out of Egypt. Things were great, but they began to corrupt themselves, and they corrupt themselves with sin. But in this text before us tonight, God says in chapter 2, verse 23, our text verse, I will sow unto her me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that hath not obtained mercy. I will say to them which are not my people, thou art my people. Wait a minute. God is going to claim these Jews. But here's the key. Here's my message tonight. Look at the latter part. Thou art my people, and they shall say, four words. Read it together. Ready? Begin. Thou art my God. Finally, Israel's going to break. Thou art my God. Brother man, I've got to have you give an announcement at the close of the service. Remind me, okay? But thou art my God. Thou art my God. You're the God I'm going to follow. You're the God I'm going to obey. You're the God I'm going to fulfill your word. Thou art my God. Amen. Let me illustrate. The Christian life is growing in grace. And you don't start off as a man of God like Hosea. You start off as an infant, and then in time you get saved, and then you grow some more. For me, it was my sophomore year in high school. I went to summer camp from here in this region. We went to Idaho. We get on the bus, we go to Sunday school, then have the morning service first. Then we'd get on the bus, they'd have Sunday school, and we would travel to Reno. There's about, 70 to 80 teenagers, and they had us all dressed the same. And we went to a church in Reno, and we stopped by there, and the preacher preached, our preacher, and then we sang, the choir sang, the youth choir. It was always a big event, year after year after year. The next, and the men slept on the pews, the girls slept in another building, but that was a small little church, and that's where we went. The next morning at 4 a.m., we got up, and we started driving to Idaho, Sun River, Idaho, outside by Redfish Lake. I remember going to that camp, and they taught us to walk with God for an hour. I could never make it. I've got my notebook. You'll see I'm drawing pictures. My mind would wander. We went to church on Monday night, and then Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, and Thursday night. I was in a cabin, and God got so hold of my heart that night. I knew I was a fake, but I didn't want to be a fake. I was real at church. Brother Manuel, I loved singing the songs we sang tonight. I loved it, and I loved our youth group, and I loved everything. But then I'd go to public school, And everybody knew Jack went to Sunday school, but everybody went to Sunday school back then. The Methodists went, the Presbyterians went. But I didn't know how to share my faith with anybody. I didn't know how to win anybody to Christ. And I didn't feel like I was a very good Christian. But that sophomore year, I began to grow. And I got out of my bunk late at night, walked out down the road to my uncle's cabin. I said, Uncle Bill, talk to me. He took me in his brand new 1966 Ford. And we sat in that Ford and he prayed with me. And you know, that was a beginning. I really thought this thing through, Brother Doug. I really believe. Now, God knew what I was going to be, the foundations of the earth before I was ever born, before my substance was put together, Psalm 139. But I believe that night, God was preparing me for the ministry.
Amen.
I didn't realize it. I never even thought about it, never even dreamt about it. But my junior year and senior year were a little bit different in high school. Just a little bit different. I was making progress. And then I went off to Bible college. I left from Oakland, went to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and drove to a new college. And I remember arriving that day, and I told you this story, so I won't tell you all of it. But I remember I went that freshman year, and I sort of enjoyed it, did a good thing, and traveled on a tour group for that summer, first tour group out. And then in my sophomore year, in February, Bill quit in the middle of the night school, and he packed up his things and got out of there. And then the next day, Gary told me, I'm leaving school, Jack. And I went to my first hour class, Music Theory 3, February 1970, 7:25 in the morning. And then I came back and I would read my Bible like I read it every day. And I was going to quit school that morning during that class. But God, Brother Mike, he had prepared me back here my sophomore year of high school. He was doing something in my life. I read, you know, the verse I quoted Wednesday, Jeremiah 12:5, if thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how can thou contend with the horses? And I said, if I can't make it here, I'm not going to make it in Vietnam. That's where I want to go. I want to be a Marine. Brother Elisha, God was preparing my heart. And that day I said, I'm staying in college. I'm going to graduate from college. I was getting a little bit closer to what God's will for my life was. You know, the Bible declares that Israel was so far away from God. But God's been wooing them and wooing them and wooing them and wooing. And now we come to this point and they said, okay, you're our God. Can you say that tonight? Can you say that God is your God? I know you can for salvation, but can you say, God, you know, let go. We used to sing this. Let go and let God have his wonderful way. Let go and let God have his way. Have you let go of your life? Have you let go of your will? Have you let go of your desire? Have you let go of your plans? Have you let go and say, God, you are my God. Take my life. Let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet. Let them be swift and movable for thee. Take my life. Whatever you have for my life, I'll do it. Have you said that? Thou art my God. I want you to see with me several things as we introduce this subject, the condition of the people. When they said this, verse 2, plead with your mother, 2:2, plead with your mother. She's not my wife. Neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms and her adulteries. Look at what he says in verse number 4. I will have mercy upon her. For they shall be the children of whoredoms. For their mother hath played the harlot. She conceived them and hath shamefully said, I will go after my lover. She said, I'm going after my lovers. But at the end of the chapter says, we're going after God. The change, the condition of her life, she represented Israel. Israel has been so far away from God. She still is. They have religious services, but they're away from God. And I see here the condition of these people. They were vile. They were wicked. They were sinners. But thou art my God. What's your condition tonight? What condition are you in tonight? Is it the condition of lying? I know some folks in this very room. I know some folks in our church. I know some folks in this country. They cannot tell the truth. Every conversation is a lie. They cannot tell the truth. They just lie, 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 lie about everything. That's what Israel was doing. But Israel is going to be brought to her knees, just like this woman who was married to Hosea is going to be brought. She is going to use up her life, and she's going to be young, and now she's going to be old, and she's going to be on the auction block of sin, and they're going to try to auction her away, and nobody wants her. She's all used up. She's an old hag now, and there's a man by the name of Hosea, and said, I'll buy her. I'll buy her. I want her. She's my wife. I want her adultery. I want her sin. I want her corruption. And she said, you're doing this. And she criticized him. And he said, no, I'm not going to hold it against you. I want you to be right with God. And that's an illustration of Israel. God just wants Israel to be right with him. I see tonight the condition of these people. I see God's compliance with these people. Look at verse 23. I will say to them, which are not my people, thou art my people. What a loving God. When people reject God and say no to God and antagonize God and don't want God, then he says, I'm going to take you. But I'm a harlot, but I'll take you. But I'm a drunk, but I'll take you. I'm an adulterer, but I'll take you. I'm an idolater, but I'll take you. I'm for this, I'm for that. I'm a drug addict. I have all these sins in my life. And God says, I want you.
Amen.
Jesus did not come to seek and to save good people. He came to seek and to save those that were lost. Luke 19. Jesus came and he came for your life and for my life. I see, thirdly, the change of heart. He said, thou art my God. Thou art my God. I didn't know my sophomore year in college what God was doing. God was trying to soften my cold, hard heart. And I came to be aware of the fact I was so cold to God. I didn't want to be cold to God. I wanted to be warm to God. As a boy, I'd love to sit next to my dad, hearing him sing. And my dad had a good voice. He used to sing solos in this church. Maybe some of you remember that till the Lord took him. My dad was such a good man. I could hear my mother next to my dad singing that alto part. She was a strong alto. Oh, she could sing. And I'd go to church, and they'd sing, Brother Ronnie, they'd sing, school days all done. I thought, oh, I hate school. I hated school. Good Christians hate school. I hated school. Did you hate school, Jeremy? Oh, no, you're too smart of a guy. I hated school. I'll tell you what I did. My sophomore year of high school, I worked a full-time job and a part-time job. I got out of school at 12 o'clock every day. All my junior year, I got out of school at 12 o'clock and went to work. And then my senior year, I really buckled down. I took one class. Had to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning for PE. One class. And I took that one class and I went and worked a full-time job and a part-time job. I love that. But God was working on my heart. Amen. I didn't know, Brother Glenn, I didn't know God what God was doing. But God was working on Jack Treber's heart. As a 15-year-old boy, God was working on my heart. And then a little bit more. And through high school and then college. And I got, as you freshmen, you're all excited because you had no assignments yet. And I was excited going to school. And they gave me those assignments, and man, I tell you what, I got with it. They said this paper is due on this date. I got with it. I went back to my room and began to work on it. I wrote it, had it done weeks ahead of time, so that the night it, you know, was due, that I didn't have to say the next day, my computer would not print last night. We're not going to buy into that, folks, all right? But I loved that freshman. I loved it. I loved my sophomore year. But it was that February day. I started thinking, I don't like college. Bill quit. Gary quit. I'm going to quit. Brother Ramirez, God was doing something in my heart. He was putting me to the test. And the test was to stay in school. I'm here to testify. I am so glad I stayed in school.
Amen.
I'm so grateful I stayed in school. It wasn't 2 weeks later, I got a letter. It's in my office. 1970, that's 55 years ago. I got a letter from Melvin Swanson. He said, Jack, we want you to come to Rockford on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We want you to be our janitor and our music director. Man, Brother Martinez, that was, and he said, you're going to candidate. They had to vote me in. It was a, I candidated. I pulled up Brother Kissel on a Saturday morning, and I went in that auditorium, and I saw last week's attendance, 449, record attendance, 779. I thought, what in the world have I done? This is way too big for me. And I met a boy, my wife knows this story, handsome young man, just been married, Dwayne Swanson, my wife's brother, who just passed away in December. And I met Dwayne, and Uncle Dwayne just calmed my heart. God was working, wasn't he? God was working because he wanted me to say, thou art my God. That's what he wanted out of my life. Thou art my God. And God was working on my heart. And 2 weeks later, I got that. And I went down and I candidated and got the job. And my wife, a year and a half later or so, she became my wife. And this December to be 53 years of marriage.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, that decision when I said, God, I'm going to let go and let God. I just want to let go, God. I believe I said this. I said, if I never marry, God, if that's your will, I'll buy into it. I want to get married. Now look over that crop. They brought a whole new crop in every year of beautiful girls. Most of them didn't have teeth, but that's okay. We're going to buy them a set of teeth. But they bring those girls in, and I think of, and they had these banquets. You had to take a girl to these banquets. And my freshman year, I took my twin sister. I didn't want to take those girls. I didn't want them to get any idea. And the next girl I chose, the next month, there was a banquet, and I had to take somebody. I chose a girl about 6'4". She was a farm girl from Wisconsin, throwing those hay bales, you know. Man, she could have picked me up and thrown me into tomorrow. She had biceps. I'm telling you that I have biceps, but they hang down here. But she had biceps up here. She was strong. I can name her name right now. Man, that girl, she must weigh 700 pounds now, but she was a big mama. And I took her. I didn't like it. I didn't like taking any of those girls. God had a girl picked out all for me. When I said, thou art my God. God, I want you to lead in my life. I want you to govern my life. I want you to rule my life. And I've battled that throughout my life. But every day I'm trying to take a step closer and closer and closer to God. Amen. That's what God wants out of your life. Don't be all upset because you're back here as a sophomore in high school like I was, and you messed up, and I still wanted to quit. And then you get to college and you wanted to quit, but I just kept going. Amen. Thou art my God. Amen. Thou art my God. God wants to be king of my life. I crown thee now
thine shall the glory be, lest I forget thy thorn crown brow, lead me to Calvary. God wants to be the king of your life. God wants to rule your life. God wants to rule your business. God wants to rule your job. God wants to rule your marriage. God wants to rule your home. Hey, teenagers, God wants to rule your life. And if you'll just let go and let him have his way, it's an amazing thing what will take place. Hosea, go marry a harlot. God, a harlot? I'm a man of God. Yeah, it's going to typify the children of Israel. They've married in harlots. I must use your life as an illustration to show them that I'm not going to give up on them. And he married a harlot, and then she left him and had children and was used up and on the auction block, and he bought her. And God says, you're not my people. But they had to admit, thou art my God.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.